When we observe the wickedness of society, the question, where is justice, may well cross our minds. We sometimes need to be reminded that though it is true that an individual may go through life, oppress the poor, live well, and never suffer punishment from man, this does not mean accountability will not be rendered. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Some men's sins are evident, going before unto judgment, and some men also they follow after." 1 Timothy 5:24. The psalmist dealt with the latter when he said, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon Jehovah?" The 14th Psalm in verse 4. The psalmist was amazed that an individual can oppress the poor, practice immorality and filthiness, and give no thought to the fact that God will bring them into judgment for what they do. Man often lives as if he believes there is no God. A man may go about his life doing abominable works as if there will not be a day of reckoning. When a man does so, he professes that he believes there is no God. This type of unbelief is not one that verbally says there is no God, but an unbelief that expresses itself in deeds. An individual can profess with the mouth a belief in God, but in works behave in such a fashion that the outward expressions of the mouth are inconsistent with the reality exhibited in life. If a man has the knowledge that God is keeping watch upon the evil and the good, Proverbs 15:3, and "for all these things God will bring thee into judgment," Ecclesiastes 11:9, and that "it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God," Hebrews 10:31, but continues to do evil, he is as the fool who has said in his heart, "There is no God." Now here's the question. How does God view you? Is your life consistent with the professions of your lips, or do you, by your conduct, profess there is no God? If the latter condition is descriptive of your life, what hope will you have in the day of judgment? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah saying, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is mine honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Saith Jehovah of hosts." Malachi 1 and verse 6.